coping in the dairy industry. Welcome to today's Accent on Agriculture, everyone. I'm Lee Maddox. Hope all of you are having a great 4th of July. Even though it is a holiday for many folks, farmers still have to tend to their crops and livestock, especially dairy farmers who will be milking at least twice today like they do every day of the year. Chuck Denny has our report.
Paul Moss has a memorized name for every cow on his Henry County farm, more than 100 in all. But while the milk is good, what Paul's getting paid for it most definitely is not.
When we started this year, we kind of figured we're going to be in the red all year long. It's going to be a tough year.
I know on some dairy farms, they are realizing probably a $50,000 drop on yearly income, and this is stressful.
UT Extension agent Ken Goddard says Henry County still has 20 grade A dairies, one of the highest county totals statewide.
Dairy farming is important to us. It's a family affair.
But when milk prices go down at the farm level, that doesn't mean they necessarily drop at the grocery store. Consumers could see lower prices soon, largely because we have an oversupply of milk. But farmers still have lots of economic issues in production. UT Extension Specialist Gary Rogers says many dairies will have to increase herd size in the future just to stay viable.
We're losing about 1 to 1.5 dairies every week on average in Tennessee, and that's been sort of the trend for the last couple of years.
But that creates supply and demand problems and lowers milk prices for producers.
Basically, last half a year to a year, we've seen a fairly dramatic increase in the supply of milk nationwide, and that has suppressed the prices quite a bit.
Rogers believes we'll never run out of milk, but someday we just might run out of Tennessee dairy farmers. This is Chuck Denny reporting.
Tennessee has lost roughly half its total dairy farms in the last decade. Have a safe day. Join us tomorrow on the TRN.